This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call with the country's leader that is at the center of a debate between Congress and the White House over a whistleblower complaint. Mr. Trump is said to have pushed for an investigation into leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served for years on the board of a Ukrainian gas company.
I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would possibly have been okay if I did, but I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever.
Reports late Wednesday from Associated Press, Washington Post, and the New York Times all cited multiple senior administration officials saying Trump froze the funding and that the order was communicated to the State Department and Pentagon with the explanation that he was looking into whether the money needed to be spent. Earlier Wednesday, the leaders of the three House of Representatives committees demanded Secretary of State Mike Pompeo turn over all documents related to the call Trump made to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump is being noncommittal about prospects for a third summit from North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, saying that while people would like to see it happen, he wants to know what would come out of it.
Well, we'll see. Right now, people would like to see that happen. I want to know what's going to be coming out of it. We can know a lot before the summit takes place.
Trump's comments on Monday came before a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the United Nations. Trump also continues to dismiss concerns about North Korea's testing of short-range missiles. Trump says a lot of people in a lot of countries test short-range missiles. A U.S.-led diplomacy on how to rid North Korea of its nuclear weapons collapsed after President Trump rejected Kim's demand for sweeping sanctions relief in return for partial disarmament steps during their second summit. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the former British colony. In the meantime, she supports her police.
My support for the force is because it is an important law enforcement agency that helps us to safeguard the rule of law. But that doesn't mean that I would condone irregularities or wrong practices done by the police force.
Anti-government protests have roiled the Chinese-ruled city for nearly 4 months, plunging it into its biggest crisis in decades and posing a direct challenge to its political overseers in Beijing. Three U.S. service members were wounded in an insider attack Monday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. A U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan said a member of the Afghan Civil Order Police fired on a military convoy and that the service members sustained non-life-threatening injuries. To date, the U.S. has lost 17 service members in Afghanistan this year. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing to choose one of two election frontrunners to form a coalition government. Linda Grotstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It looks like neither Netanyahu nor Gantz has enough votes to form a majority coalition of 61 in the 120-seat Knesset. After 2 days of consultations, Netanyahu continued his attacks on Israel's Arab citizens. He said that either there will be a minority government based on those who praise attacks on Israelis, or there will be a broad unity government. A unity government would mean a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz, who together would have a majority, even without any of the smaller parties. President Rivlin, who has to task either Netanyahu or Gantz with forming a government, has made it clear that is the outcome he prefers. But Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations and is likely to be indicted in the next few weeks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Army soldiers under arrest for sharing bomb-making instructions on social media. Sagar Magani reports.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is Joe Palca, VOA News.